Right, today's guest on Sporting Heroes on Radio City Talk is former Liverpool, Tranmere, Millwall keeper, Tony Warner. Good afternoon, Tony.
Afternoon.
Great to have you into the studio. First of all, let's tell the listeners a little bit about your career. Spent many years at Liverpool, also at Millwall, Tranmere, as I've mentioned, an international footballer as well. A successful career.
Yeah, I think it has been. You know, I've really enjoyed myself. You know, I think sometimes, in fact, I remember somebody telling me a long time ago, like an ex-pro, they were saying, you know, success can be judged on like medals and that, which is totally fine. You know, fair enough, you can quantify it then. But if you're employed as a footballer, you know, it can be seen as a success. You know, kind of, it definitely beats working for a living. If somebody's employing you to walk up that line, season after season after season, you know, you can say you've had a bit, you know, kind of a successful career. I was at Liverpool. You know, understood this as David James for a long period. Went to Millwall. It was probably my most enjoyable spell there because I played over like 200 odd games there and won a league with them. You know, got a few playoffs. Played with like a really good squad, really successful players. Moved on, went to Fulham. Finally got to play some Premier League football, which was, I thought, was beyond me at that point. So that was a big benchmark for me, really. And I think that's when I was 31. So that was really good for myself. And then moved on to Hull and then, you know, Tranmere, and then went abroad a couple of times. So, you know, and between that, you know, I had a lot of loans, went to Celtic, played an Old Firm game up there, which was really, really good. It's been kind of very varied, varied career.
One thing I wanted to ask you about before we go any further is your nickname in football, is Bonus.
Okay.
Can you explain to people why that was?
Yeah, what it was is because I think I was on the bench for about 120 odd times for Liverpool, and you get a bonus, obviously, for, you know, winning an appearance bonus and you know, whatnot. And basically, what it was, the irony of it was, I used to get my bonus, but never had to do anything for it. So I think it was Mark Walters coined it when we were away in Europe one time. Everybody jumping around because he'd won a European game. And Mark Walters just threw it at me and it stuck.
It's still your Twitter handle, isn't it?
It is, yeah. yeah, I mean, you sometimes get called it, you know, on the street and stuff, and you kind of, you know, it's like a Liverpool fan or maybe a football fan or maybe someone you know.
Even though you weren't playing Premier League football for Liverpool, how good a time was that in your career, just being around that dressing room under the likes of Roy Evans?
It was absolutely superb. I mean, I'd come from, I was working, I was like a trainee chartered accountant I've gone off track there. It was in by Alder Hey. And I just got the phone call one day and they wanted to have a look at me. So I was kind of playing for them, you know, for like a year or so. And then I got called in. So I literally had to phone up the accountants and hand me notice in. And just walk straight into Liverpool as a pro. So that was fantastic in itself. But then when you walk in there, you know, there's the likes of John Barnes, he's in there, like Ian Rush, Ronnie Whelan was still there, Steve Nichol was there, David James, Bruce Grobbelaar. You know, you talk about people who've won European Cups and things, and you're getting exposed to that as a young lad. Well, I mean, like, lads would probably go in at a younger age than me, but maybe as an experienced lad, like I went in there when I was 20, like full time, but it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, to go into that dressing room, it was superb. The personalities that were in that dressing room, you get thrown in there. It was absolutely fantastic, and it was a good like learning curve for me. You know, for the football for one, but for the banter of the lads, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was a fantastic part of my life.
You're obviously a local lad. Were you a Red growing up as well?
No, I was an Everton fan growing up. like my mum and dad are Liverpool fans, but the rest of my mum's family are Everton fans. So they kind of they like commandeered me and put the blue into me, really. Always an Everton fan up until I went to Liverpool, and then, like I said, you're exposed to people like that, and that environment. And then the thing I kind of found was you would be playing against Everton in like the mini derbies and the reserves and in the A and B teams, and you know they were hot affairs. You know, there was challenges going on, like, you know, little scraps and stuff, and you just didn't want to get beat by Everton. So, you know, you can not say I distance myself from it at all, but you know, you've got to nail your colours to a particular mast, really. And being at Liverpool, I suppose that's the mast that they got nailed to.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm doing a sporting hero with former Liverpool goalkeeper Tony Warner. The fact that you're a Blue grown up, I think, gives people a little clue as to who your sporting hero would be then.
Yeah, definitely. It is Neville Southall.
And you're obviously a very successful goalkeeper in the Football League and in the Premier League and abroad as well. So is it because you were a goalkeeper that Neville was the one for you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I had an uncle who played for Tranmere, I think at like a youth level, and he went to America and played college football. But, you know, supporting Everton and just watching Neville Southall, just, you know, I think at that point, he was probably the best goalkeeper in the world. He was absolutely phenomenal. And like, and I've spoke to players and goalkeepers who've played with him and against him throughout my career. I always kind of make a point of asking about Neville Southall, and it's always the same thing, always comes back. He was just absolutely amazing. I spoke to some forwards who were playing for Everton, and they'd say in training, you wouldn't score against them. They said it was ridiculous, you just wouldn't score against them. And I liked his personality. I liked the way he was his own man. You know, he wouldn't kind of be drawn on anything that he didn't want to be drawn on. You know, he kind of come out like his little protest sitting on the post and stuff. And it was funny, when I used to go to the match, I used to get the bus at the Five Ways, and I think he'd drive from North Wales, and he always had these big, brand-new Volvos, and you'd see him driving past, and you think, I'm going to game, and there's Neville Southall just driving past. You see, like, this big muzzy just over the steering wheel coming down from Tagger Avenue. So, I just liked him just the way he was. He was fearless. He makes fantastic saves. He was just the number one goalkeeper around at the time, and luckily he was playing for Everton, so we got to watch him a lot.
When you were playing then, what did you take from his game to try and put into your own?
I think you've got to try and be brave as a goalkeeper. You know, I think there's, you've got to have pretty much every facet, really, because, you know, if there's one thing which kind of lets you down playing professionally, any one kind of area, you can get found out very quickly. So, you know, I think the fact that you make it professionally, you're pretty much around the goalkeeper. I just like this kind of no nonsense style of goalkeeping, and I think that's probably maybe what I took into my game, or I tried to take into my game, not being so like flamboyant and stuff, being brave, being aggressive. And try and be dominant and dominate your defence and dominate forwards and stuff like, I don't know. If you said to me, you know, would you have likened yourself to Neville Southall? Probably not. But there's certain things mentally which you would try and, like, you know, kind of emulate. Whether it did or not, I don't know, because he was some goalkeeper.
And I'm assuming, because you had such a long career, that you had a chance to meet, or have had a chance to meet, Neville at some point.
I have, yeah. Once it was at a charity do, funny enough, and he was doing a little bit of speaking there, and that's the only time I've ever kind of come across him. So he was at the bar, so I went up and had a chat with him, and he was just typical Neville. You know what I mean? I was at Fulham at the time, and I wasn't playing, and he was saying like, "So what kind of training are you doing?" I was going, well, you know, we kind of do this, you know, like half ollies and blah, blah, blah. He goes, well, you could do half ollies, like stand on your head. He said, like what, how's that going to improve you? So he put me right under the cosh straight away. So he said, why aren't you playing? I was going, well, you know, Anthony Niemi's playing. Well, you should be playing. You know what I mean? He's not a keeper, you should be playing. And if you're not playing, you've got to play somewhere else. Why don't you go to Scotland? Ask to go on loan, go to Scotland. Oh, God, never want to come here to a charity to do it. I've had a drink, you know what I mean? But I thought, you know what? That was typical Neville Southall, and he didn't disappoint. He was absolutely superb, do you know what I mean? And I've spoken to him a couple of times on Twitter, you know, just kind of messages. He's mentioned a few things, which was really nice for me. But yeah, it was typical Neville. You know, I wouldn't have had it any other way. It was superb.
Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio. Your sporting hero, Everton legend, Neville Southall. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.